Listen to a tourist guide talking about the history of Canada.
Now, before we get started with our city tour, I'd like to tell you a little bit about Canada's history. Well, the first people to come to Canada arrived between 15,000 and 30,000 years ago. Back in the days, there was a land bridge that joined Asia and North America. So they crossed that land bridge and came to the area that we now know as North America. Canada and the USA, so to speak. Then, around 1000 AD, the Viking explorer Leif Erikson reached Newfoundland, which is in eastern Canada. I think that you've all heard of the Vikings, right? He tried to establish a settlement, but it didn't last. Nobody really knows why the Vikings left. In the 16th century, French and British settlers arrived. Those people from Great Britain and France tried to start a new life somewhere else, but that wasn't always easy. There were problems between farmers and fur traders. So the French and British had four wars between the years of 1689 and 1763. The final war, called the French and Indian War, which is also known as the Seven Years' War, was really bad. The French had to leave North America, and the British were in control of Canada. However, French is still very important in the eastern part of Canada. For example, in the cities of Montreal and Toronto. In fact, French influence is still strong, even today. In 1867, the territories Ontario, Quebec, Nova Scotia, and New Brunswick were combined to form a kind of country with its own government, parliament, and even prime minister. Manitoba, another region, joined soon after. In 1931, Canada became an independent nation. Now let's go on with some more facts.